trying to get around Waite. Waite got him defensively. Kicks it back out to Cool. Back to Conrad, baseline left. Conrad will pull it back out. Stops, goes baseline to Cool. 15-footer, left baseline is good. Brody Cool ties the game at 29. He's got 6 points. There's 4:10 to play in the third quarter.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And welcome back to Wolfies in Elyria as we have the annual boys high school basketball preview. And now we're going to have a tag team with you heard that highlight with the Keystone Wildcats. I think Coach Holzhauer was excited to hear that basket go in. And also Dan Gundert from Wellington joining us. So we've got the Dukes and the Wildcats here at Wolfies. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Close proximity as far as the travel is concerned and the rivalry. And you talk about close proximity here at Wolfies. I'm about 2 feet apart. Good to have you both on. You heard that highlight, as Rob said, Brody Cool. So we'll start with the Keystone Wildcats. You bring some guys back. I would assume you're anticipating a successful season.
I hope so. We have, like you said, we have some good kids coming back. We're definitely going to miss the few guys that we lost last year. Those guys have been part of the program for a long time. But it's time for a new group to kind of take over the reins, and we have some great kids that are excited to get after it.
What are the strengths of Keystone basketball this year?
Well, we do return our leading scorer from last year, Brody Cool. He averaged right around 13 points a game, and as a sophomore, I think that's pretty impressive at the varsity level. And he's a leader. He's a tough kid. He's strong. He plays at both ends of the floor. So we're going to kind of rally around him and what he's able to do for us. And we also have some size coming back with Jeremy Gerhardiner, a junior that got some minutes as a sophomore, and Corey Moffitt, another big kid as a senior, and definitely Turner Campbell, who's been a part of our program for a while and has done a lot of nice things.
Now, Dan, you've got some talent coming back, three starters who averaged in double figures.
Yeah, we're excited. They're working hard right now. We got some leadership. We started, Trey Buehler since his freshman year, and he's finally a senior. So we got some leadership finally, and some guys have been in battles before.
Who are, aside from Trey, who are some other returnees for the Dukes?
Josh Kendall's a two-year starter. He's going to be a senior, so we have two seniors with Trey and Josh. And then our junior class is probably our strongest class. We have seven guys in that group that we're looking on this year. Colton Schmidt started since his freshman year. Trevor Porter, who had a great football season this year, and looking to carry that over. Grant Kidd, Tristan Arno, we have a pretty good junior class.
Rob?
With all that experience you have coming back early in the year, are you further ahead than you might be in other years?
I wouldn't say that. We're still trying to figure out the way we want to play. We got some size coming back with Max Jopic and Trey and Josh. So we're trying to figure out what we want to do right now, what our strengths are going to be. And so I wouldn't say we're any further ahead. I think we're all, basically at square one and trying to figure everything out.
Dan, you're still a relatively young head basketball coach, although you've been around for a while now down at Wellington. But I have to admire your patience, because a couple of years ago you really took some lumps. You played a lot of young kids. Last year got this team above 500. Do you expect now another, I won't say giant leap forward, but another significant step forward this year?
Yeah, that's the plan. That was a tough year. We had a real tough year. It took two wins. And the good thing is a lot of those guys are around for that, so they know what that's like. And we're trying to stay away from that. We're trying to get better every year. And, we definitely want to build on some of the success we had last year.
You were talking with Dan Gundert of Wellington, Jeff Holzhauer of Keystone. Jeff, the flip side is your Keystone kids are now used to winning. You've had a successful basketball program. Do you almost see that in their mindset the very first day of practice as they come in going, we're used to winning here at Keystone?
Definitely, and that's, as a head basketball coach, that's what you hope your program gets to that point. And I hope we're there. We're getting there, but every year is a new challenge, and that's what you got to always remind your kids. You want them to expect it, but you also have to remind them that it's good to expect it, but you have to expect to work for it too. You have to remind them that every team before them, even if they did experience success, they got that success through hard work. So that's something that we preach with our kids and make sure that they keep that in mind.
What are some of the challenges for this year?
Different leadership. Like I said, we lost some leaders, and I feel good about our leadership returning, but they have to show their leaders. Some names I mentioned earlier, this is a great opportunity for Turner Campbell, who's been a great player for us. He does a lot of great things for us, but now he's never had to be a leader. So now it's his turn to be a leader as a senior. And I think he's excited about it, and he's a great kid, and I think he's going to do a great job.
We got two Pack coaches sitting here, so let's talk about the Pack. I haven't had a chance to really do that tonight. Dan, first of all, from the Wellington perspective, how do you size up the league?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously we know that Keystone's been there for 2-3 years now, and it goes through them. You know, it's going to be a tough league top to bottom. I think it's very balanced this year. There's very good competition, and we know we're looking up, and we're trying to compete for the conference title.
Jeff, Pack.
I don't know what Dan's talking about. He's got these kids that have been playing for Wellington, it seems like, for about 5 or 6 years, and they're back again this year. So I do think Wellington is going to be a very tough team on our side. And you know, Buckeye year in and year out is always very, very tough. And I'm proud of our conference as a whole. You know, you look at what we were able to do last year, I thought we were extremely competitive. And you look at the Division III level and the Division II level, I thought we did some really good things at the conference. So, you know, being a Pack coach, I'm very proud of what we've been able to accomplish.
And Dan kind of put the bullseye on you a little bit, but that comes with success, and I'm sure that's something you relish somewhat.
Yeah, and our kids are excited about that too, and we remind them of that as well. So, you know, that's what we hope. That's what we hope for. And we feel that when teams come in our gym, that we feel like we get their best shot, that they really want to beat us. And I think that's because of some success that we've had.
You mentioned earlier that you need Campbell to be a leader. To be a leader, this is for either one of you, do you have to be vocal, or what do you look for in a leader?
You got all kinds of different leaders. I mean, like I talked about, Brody. Brody's a very vocal leader. You know, Turner leads. I think he's going to be more vocal this year, but he does a lot of good things on the court. It's a mix. It's a mix. And those, you know, Dan will tell you, he's coached some special teams at Wellington, that you just have to have that mix. And it doesn't mean that a leader has to be vocal, but you just have to have either one guy doing everything or two or three guys doing different parts. But those are the special teams when you can find leadership in all kinds of ways.
Absolutely. I think it comes in different forms. You know, you have leaders on the floor. You got leaders in the locker room, and as Jeff said, you got to have it in all aspects to have a good team.
I want to ask both of you guys about the Keystone-Wellington rivalry. It's kind of fun to have you both sitting here, because over the years, some of the most fun that I've ever had calling high school basketball is Keystone-Wellington. It's just that southern part of the county, familiar, similar teams, similar communities. Just talk about how much fun that rivalry is on game night. Either one of you can start, Jeff.
One thing that's pretty cool is, you know, Dan played for Wellington. We didn't play against each other, but I played for Keystone. So,
yeah,
you know, to understand the rivalry, we understand the rivalry. So sometimes I think we understand it more than our kids understand it. So and sometimes that's another thing that we remind them of all the time. If we're playing Wellington, I mean, we're going to bring it. So, and I know the kids over at Wellington and Dan feel the same way.
I think the best part about it is it's a fun rivalry. It's really why you do what we do. You know, we have respect for each other, but when that ball goes up in the air, it's on.
Oh, it's go time.
And we know it. The crowd knows it. Fans know it. Everyone knows it. And, you know, there's respect there, but we know it's a rivalry.
Okay, so just to have some fun, player or coach, either uniform or suit you wore, is there a moment that stands out in a Keystone-Wellington game for either one of you, either as a player or as a coach?
I'm sure you could ask anybody that's ever played in that rivalry. They remember one time. There's always one thing that you remember about it. That's why you do it.
What's yours?
I mean, obviously.
Then what is it?
I mean, I say this not very happily, but, I mean, my first year coaching, when it was a double overtime game at our place, and they shut the doors and wouldn't let anybody else in. It was, you know, I mean, coaching-wise, even though we lost that game, I don't think you'll find a better high school basketball game rivalry than that was that night.
Awesome.
We couldn't ask anything more from our kids, and they couldn't ask anything more for their kids, and it came down the final possession in a double overtime game. I mean, it's one of those games where you say, you know, it's a bad part that somebody had to lose and somebody had to, but it was one of those games I was proud of my guys when we walked in the locker room, even though we lost.
Yeah, you never forget.
That's what it was about. I mean, that year, 2012, I mean, we both games went into overtime. I mean, it was two very, very good basketball teams.
And I was a JV coach then, and that's probably my memory as well. And I'll put a plug in for Brandon Osborne, who's a manager here at Wolfies. And Brandon had a game of his life that night. I think he had 26 against Wellington. Caleb Shalacy was down. We didn't have our best player that game. And, you know, a kid like that steps up who's a heck of a player for us. And I think he had 20-some points. I don't remember what it was, yeah. but he was tough that night. And Brandon's a great kid, and I'm sure Dan still has nightmares yeah. about him from that night. But like Dan said, it was a great high school basketball game. It's a great memory that I have of the Keystone-Wellington rivalry, and it was fantastic. Yeah. So,
but
you know,
I still think, though, there's no better – I loved going over to Keystone and playing in that small gym, in the old gym. It didn't matter if there was 100 people there or 200 people. It seemed like there was a ton of people there, and they were right on top of you. And I love that. I mean, as a player, I love that.
Really?
Yeah.
Going into that hostile crowd.
It was the best gym I've ever played in.
That's
loved
cool,
it.
Man.
I loved it.
I feel the same way.
Isn't that the beauty?
I know it's a pain in the butt for you guys.
Yeah.
To wheel your stuff in there and find room.
Crawl
and,
up there.
Yeah. The nest that Tate built. That's a whole other story. That's a whole other game. But, yeah. And that's what high school sports is all about,
absolutely.
Though. The memories that it
absolutely.
Creates. You know, you talked about Brandon. He'll never forget that night. You guys as coaches will never forget.
He reminds me all the time about it, actually.
Good stuff. Hey, man, looking forward to covering both your teams this
thanks,
year.
Guys.
Good
thanks.
Conversation.
Yeah. Thanks.
Always
appreciate
enjoys having
it.
You yep. guys thanks. Out. I know it's a bit of a journey for you. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for what you do.
Thanks,
appreciate
Dan. It. Thanks, Jeff. Dan Gundert of Wellington, Jeff Holzhauer of Keystone, respectively, as they join us here on AM 930 WEOL, part of our Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford, boys high school basketball preview. We've got to take a break. We've got more coaches to get on. We may run a little past 9. All right, stay with us on WEOL and Rob Online. WEOL.com.